بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبياء الله سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، after praising Allah Ta'ala and asking Him to raise the status of our messenger, the finest of Allah's creation, and to grant him and his family members and followers peace, we begin praising Allah Ta'ala for this opportunity to come together in one of the houses of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Masjid Al-Awwal, the city of Pittsburgh, on this, the 7th afternoon of the 6th month, Jumada Al-Thaniya, the year 1436. This is a Friday afternoon, and we begin, insha'Allah ta'ala, with this broadcast on Miras Radio, and a recording that will be available, insha'Allah ta'ala, as well, on the First Muslim Mosque website, with our new surah, the surah that we are now coming together to study, after having finished Surah Ar-Rahman last week and the praises due to Allah. We begin our first of 7 sessions in explanation of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Al-Waqi'ah means the happening, or that which must happen, that which must take place. And it is a reference to Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. And one thing that makes this surah very important, very essential for us to review, is what the author mentions at the end of the surah, and I'm going to read that now, or summarize the reading of that, when he talks about the virtues of this surah and how important this surah is. He said, and I'm speaking of course of the author of our tafsir that we're reading from, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. He said, لَوْ لَمْ يَنزِلْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا هَذِهِ السُّورَةُ أَوْ إِلَّا هِيَ لَكَانَتْ كَافِيَةً فِي الْحَثِّ عَلَى فِعْلِ الْخَيْرِ وَتَرْكِ الشَّرِّ. Had this been the only thing in the Qur'an revealed, then it would have been sufficient as something that encourages the doing of good and the abandonment of evil. فَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي أَوَّلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the very beginning of this surah, Allah the Most High mentions the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ قَسَمَ النَّاسَ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ. Then He categorizes the people, dividing them into 3 categories. السابقون, the forerunners, or the first of them. وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ, and those, the companions of the right. وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالَ, and the companions of the left. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ فِي آخِرِهَا حَالَ الْإِنسَانِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Then in the end of the surah, He mentioned, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the situation of man, the condition of mankind when death reaches him. وَقَسَّمَ كُلَّ النَّاسِ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ. And as it relates to death and the affairs of the hereafter, Allah divided the people into 3 categories. وَذَكَرَ فِيهَا ابْتِدَاءَ الْخَلْقِ وَالرِّزْقَ. And He mentioned the very beginning of creation, and He mentioned as well the matter of provisions in a detailed way. فَهِيَ سُورَةٌ مُتَكَامِلَةٌ. So it's a surah that is complete in the way that it completes itself, or it complements itself from beginning to end. يَنْبَغِي لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَتَدَبَّرَهَا. So then it's befitting for a person that he think carefully about this surah. So with that, we begin our tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the possessor of mercy. And as some scholars say, that is the possessor of mercy, which is the what? Okay, go ahead and take care of it. The possessor of mercy, a mercy which is general for the Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, insects, plant life, everything in this life. Everything that exists and is maintained in this life, is a recipient of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So there is one kind of Allah's mercy that encompasses everything in this life, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And then there is a mercy that is specific for the people of paradise, a mercy in the hereafter that is a reward. And that is exclusive for the believers, those whom Allah Ta'ala chooses to reward. And that is the rahmah, that is the mercy referenced in the name Ar-Rahim. And Allah says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And He was Rahim regarding the believers, meaning the one who bestows mercy on them, mercy that it extends into the hereafter, that which does not extend to the disbelievers, who shall be punished in the hellfire. طيب. And He says, الْبَسْمَلَةُ تَقَدَّمَ الْكَلَامُ عَلَيْهَا. The basmala, the saying of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the explanation of that has already preceded, and that has been mentioned a number of times. The Shaykh said the basmala, this saying Bismillah, it's always connected to a verb. So when you eat and you say Bismillah, it means Akulu Bismillah, I eat in the name of Allah. And when you enter your house and you say Bismillah, you're saying Adkulu Bismillah, I enter with the name of Allah. And when you lay down to sleep, and when you wake up, and so on, when you say the name of Allah, saying Bismillah, it has a verb that is understood from the passage, which is contextually related to what you're doing. So here, because it is a surah from the Quran, then we say Aqra'u Bismillah. I read, or Aqra'u Bismillah. Sorry, Aqra'u Bismillah. I read in the name of Allah. And then Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim are descriptions of Allah, the merciful, the most beneficent, the most merciful. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, when the happening takes place, لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً, there shall be no denying or no lying about the happening when it happens. خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ, it is something that lowers and something that raises as well. It lowers and raises. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةٌ, when the earth shall be shaken with a great quake. حَذَفَ اللَّهُ جَوَابَ الشَّرْطِ, the Shaykh says here, Allah did not mention the fulfillment of the condition. There's a condition. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةٌ, when the final, or when the event takes place, when the happening happens, when the waqi'ah happens, when the day of judgment is established, then there's no response. There's no, then this will happen. Rather, you know, the phrase that begins with, when this happens, you're expecting to hear a second part to that statement. So here there's no second part. So then the Shaykh says the benefit of that is, min ajri أَنْ يَذْهَبَ الذِّهْنُ فِي تَقْدِيرِهِ كُلَّ مَذْهَبٍ, and the benefit is so that a person's mind or a person's thoughts could go into every possibility. يعني إِذَا وَقَعَتَ الْوَاقِعَةِ, that if or when the event, the happening takes place, صَارَتِ الْأَهْوَالُ الْعَظِيمَةِ, then the great terrors of the Day of Judgment will happen. وَصَارَ الْقِسَامُ النَّاسِ, and the dividing of the people up into their nations takes place. وَحَصَلَ مَا حَصَلَ, and things will happen on that day, so many numerous things will happen. مِمَّا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, from the things that Allah and His Messenger have reported. مِمَّا يَكُونُ فِي يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, from the things that will happen on the Day of Judgment. وَقَوْلُهُ إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, when the happening takes place, كَقَوْلِهِ الْحَاقَّةُ مَالْحَاقَّةُ, it's like his statement, الْحَاقَّةُ مَالْحَاقَّةُ, the حَاقَّةُ, the reality, the truthful affair, it is another reference to the Day of Judgment. مَالْحَاقَّةُ, then what about this حَاقَّةُ, this reality, from the surah by the same name, الْحَاقَّةُ. وَالْمُرَادُ بِذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةُ, the intended meaning of that is the Day of Judgment. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً, and there is no كَاذِبَةً, there is no lie regarding the factual occurrence that will take place. أي ليست لوقعتها كذب. There is no lying about the reality of its taking place. بل وقعتها حق ولا بد. Rather, it taking place is a reality that is certain to happen. والإيمان بيوم القيامة أحد أركان الإيمان الستة. And belief in the Day of Judgment is one of the six pillars of belief. التي أخبر بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم جبريل عليه السلام. That the Messenger of Allah spoke of or informed Jibreel of in the hadith of Jibreel, may Allah give him peace, حين سأله عن الإيمان, when he asked him about إيمان, when he asked him about faith, قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته, it is that you believe in Allah and His angels, وكتبه ورسله, His books and His messengers, واليوم الآخر, and the last day, والقدر خيره وشره, and the قدر, the good and bad of it. وكثيرا ما يقرن الله الإيمان به بالإيمان باليوم الآخر. Often you find that Allah mentions these two matters in a pair, belief in Him and belief in the last day. لأن الإيمان باليوم الآخر يهدو بالإنسان أن يعمل العمل الصالح. Because belief in the last day is something that would drive a person to doing good deeds or lead a person into doing good actions. وأن يبتعد عن العمل السيء, and that he stay away from evil deeds. لأنه يؤمن أن هناك يوما آخر, because he believes that there is another day coming. يجازى فيه الإنسان المحسن بإحسانه, that a person will be recompensed. The good doer will be recompensed for his doing of good. والمسيء بإساءته, and the doer of evil will be recompensed for the evil that he has done. With that, the author here has made reference to a repetitive or an often repeated pairing of belief in Allah and belief in the last day. And this comes in Surah Al-Baqarah in the beginning when Allah describes the hypocrites. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And from the people there are those who say, we have believed in Allah and the last day. Notice, it doesn't say in his books and his angels and the qadr, but rather, we have believed in Allah and the last day. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yet, in reality, they are not believers. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, describing the believers, يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات. They believe in Allah and the last day. They order what is good, they forbid what is evil, and they rush or they race each other towards good things. And Allah Ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا والصابئون والنصارى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Verily, those who believed, and those from the Jews, and the صابئون, the tribes, and the نصارى, the Christians, من آمن بالله, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, again, belief in Allah and the last day, and does righteous deeds, then no fear shall overtake him, nor shall he grieve. From the 69th verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And then, in one occasion in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala mentions belief in him, along with only belief in the hereafter, or the Day of Judgment, twice, in two verses, one after the next. Where Allah says in verse number 18 of Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله.
Verily, The houses of Allah are only maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day. And they establish salah, pay zakat, and they don't fear other than Allah. فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. It is in hopes that such people would be amongst those who are rightly guided. That's the 18th verse. Then the 19th verse. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَإِمَارَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Have you then made providing water for the people who make Hajj and the maintenance of the Kaaba at al-Masjid al-Haram, meaning these were the actions of the polytheists who were bragging about those great actions, have you made that like the person who believes in Allah in the last day and he wages jihad in the way of Allah? Have you made those two equal? And that is the 19th verse of Surah At-Tawbah. So again we see, as the Shaykh alluded to here, repetitive mention of belief in Allah and the last day. And our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well, he spoke in a summarized way to describe a believer in many hadith, like his statement sallallahu alayhi wasallam, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day. Again, no mention of believing in the angels and the books and so on, but belief in Allah and the last day. Then let him speak good or keep silent. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْ يُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let him honor his neighbor. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْ يُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Then whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him honor his guest. So three times it was repeated in that one hadith, whoever believes in Allah and the last day. Now that shows the importance of belief in the hereafter. خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. About this day, Allah Ta'ala describes this day as being خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. خَافِضَةٌ from الْخَفَضُ. It lowers things. This is a day that lowers things. رَافِعَةٌ from رَفَعَةٌ. It also brings some things up high. So on this day, it's a day that lowers some people and raises some people. يَعْنِي هِيَ خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. The day of judgment lowers and raises. أي يُخْفَضُ فِيهَا النَّاسِ. On that day, some people are put down low. وَيُرْفَعُ فِيهَا آخَرُونَ. And others are brought up high. ولكن من الذي يرفع. Who is the one that is raised on that day, raised up high? قال الله عز وجل. Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has said, يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah raises the people who believe amongst you and those who have knowledge many levels. That's from Surah Al-Mujadila, the 11th verse. فأهل العلم والإيمان هم الذين لهم الرفعة في الدنيا والآخرة. So the people of belief, the people of knowledge, and the people of faith, they are the ones who have this raised status in this life and in the hereafter. وَمَنْ سِوَاهُمْ فَإِنْهُمْ مَوْضُوعُونَ بِحَسَبِ بُعْدِهِمْ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْعِلْمِ. And as for other than them, other than the people who believe and have knowledge, then they are lowered based on their distance from having iman and having knowledge. وَتَخْفَضُ أَهْلَ الْجَهْلِ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. And that day also lowers the people of ignorance and disobedience. وَكَمْ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا رَفِيعُ الْجَاهِ. How often, or how many are the people in this life, and they are high in rank and status, social status. مُعَظَّمٌ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ. Considered to be great by the people. يَكُونُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ أَحْقَرِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. And he will be on the day of judgment from the most debased or belittled, most debased and disgraced of the servants of Allah. وَالْجَبَّارُونَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ من أحقر أو كأمثال الذر يطأهم الناس بأقدامهم. And the great mighty people who are arrogant and boastful, they'll be gathered on the day of judgment like tiny ants that the people step on with their feet. As is mentioned in the books of Sunnah, specifically Jami' al-Tirmidhi, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا أَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مُتَبَخْتِرُونَ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَالُونَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. Whilst they were in the dunya, people who used to walk with arrogance, they're people who used to, what's that word, strut with arrogance and show pride, and they used to think of themselves as being up high and better than the servants of Allah. How are you? Good. Abdul Haq? Abdul Qawi. Hayyakallah Abdul Qawi. Ahlan bik. Ya Habibi. And the people who are made to be like little ants on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, people will be like little ants being stepped on by the people. Who are they? The ones who were of high status, recognized, arrogant people, right, in this life. Subhanallah. لَكِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَوْذُوعُونَ. On the day of judgment, they will be dropped down. مَهِينُونَ. Disgraced. قَدْ أَخْزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah has disgraced them, and He is the mighty and the majestic. So think about that. I'll add here that the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that was narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab, collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Verily Allah raises some people by this book, and He lowers others by this book. So on that day, the Qur'an raises people. Matters, many different matters will raise people to high stations, and matters will lower people to low stations. So arrogance, pride, oppression, transgression, unjust behavior, all of these matters lower a person and make them very lowly and have a low position on the day of judgment. Whereas humbleness, piety, honesty, truthfulness with Allah Ta'ala can take a person of meager status in this life and make him very high up on the day of judgment. May Allah Ta'ala give us rank on that day. There is a narration collected by a Tirmidhi as well, where our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. It will be said to the person who used to read the Qur'an, اِقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِي وَرَتِّلْ. Read, ascend up and beautify your voice. كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. As you used to recite beautifully in the dunya. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخَرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Because your place that you will attain, your place, your abode in the paradise, will be determined by the last verse that you read. You will ascend up through the levels of paradise, higher and higher, seeing more beauty and more pleasures, until you reach the place where your recitation stops and you stop reading from what you used to read in the dunya. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to be people of the Qur'an in this life, and people of the Qur'an with sincerity, so that that carries over into the next life. Ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding this raising of some people and lowering of some people, he said, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلُ الْعَظِيمُ السَّمِينُ. On the day of judgment there, a man will come, he's big and fat, right? And he's a person of status. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment. لا يزن عند الله جناح بعوضة or جناح بعوضة. He won't weigh with Allah, he won't weigh the weight of the wing of a mosquito. اقرأوا. You know a mosquito? That little bug that is hard to see, but if it sucks the blood out of you, you'll start scratching that place. Yeah? So even one of those wings, he won't even weigh that much with Allah on the day of judgment. Those arrogant people who think they're so great and big. Subhanallah, may Allah save us. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the verse from the Quran, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. On that day we shall not establish any weight for them, any wazn, that's regarding the scales. That hadith was collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Our Shaykh goes on to move into the fourth verse. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً When the earth is shaken with a great quake. يَعْنِي زُلْزِلَتْ زَلْزَلَةً عَظِيمًا That the earth will be shaken with a quake that is great. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ رَجَّنْ He mentioned رَجَّنْ after saying رُجَّتْ رَجَّنْ أي رَجَّنْ عَظِيمًا A great kind of quake. A serious, devastating quake. وَأَنْتَ تُسَوْءُ أَنَّكَ تَرُجُّ إِنَاءً فِيهِ مَاءٌ Think about yourself, and you shake a glass of water that has water, a glass that has water in it. Shake it, or hit the table where it is sitting. كَيْفَ يَكُونَ اضْطِرَابُ الْمَاءِ فِيهِ Think about how the water will ripple, and how the water will move about in that cup. فَالْأَرْضُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُرَجُّ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ So the earth itself on the day of judgment will be shaking by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic. وَهَذَا كَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And this is like the statement of Allah the Most High. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا When the earth is shaken with its real shaking, with the great quake. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى Or وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And it's also like his statement. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ Because the shaking or the quaking of the hour, meaning the day of judgment, is an amazing thing, or it is a great thing. That's the first verse from Surah Al-Hajj. The first verse of Surah Al-Hajj. The surah called Surah Al-Hajj. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا Right? And the mountains will be shaken down. The mountains will be shaken down into dust or be shaken down asunder. أَيْ بُعْثِرَتْ وَهَبَاطَتْ They shall be rendered leveled. They shall be leveled and flattened. وَصَارَتْ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا And they will become like sand that is blown about. These great mountains, subhanAllah. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا كَالْهَبَاءِ Like the dust. There will be dust like dust that is scattered. The mountains shall become like dust that is scattered. كَالْهَبَاءِ الَّذِي نَرَاهُ حِينَمَا تَنْأَكِسُ أَنْوَارُ الشَّمْسِ فِي حُجَّةٍ مُظْلِمَةٍ Like the dust that we see when we see the refraction or the bouncing of sunlight in a dark room. We see a ray of sunlight come into the dark room. تَرَى هَذَا الْهَبَاءَ مِنْ خِلَالِ لَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ And you see this dust floating around in the light of the sun. مُنْبَثًا مُتَفَرِّقًا Scattered and strewn about. هَذِهِ الْجِبَالُ السُّمُّ الصَّلْبَ These great, strong, fixed mountains. الَّتِي يَكُونُ الصَّخْرُ فِيهَا أَكْبَرْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ That even one rock off of these great large mountains could be like a mountain itself, one rock from the mountain. بَلْ رُبَّمَا يَكُونُ الْجَبَلُ الْوَاحِدُ صَخْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ يَكُونُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And even a mountain, an entire mountain could be just made from one rock. يَكُونُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا It will be on the day of judgment like dust that is scattered about. بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ By the order of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. فَتَبْقَى الْأَرْضُ لَيْسَ فِيهَا جِبَالٌ وَلَا شَجَرٌ وَلَا شَجَرٌ So then the earth remains having no mountain and having no tree, no vegetation. وَلَا أَوْدِيَةٌ وَلَا رِمَا No valleys. No hills of sand or anything like that. كما قال الله عز وجل As Allah, the Mighty and Majestic has said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ They ask you about the mountains. فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا Say, my Lord is going to bring them down or destroy them or cause them to be flattened. فَيَذَرُهَا And then he will leave them, ayal ard, leaving the earth. Qa'an safsafa, one flat laid out land. La tara fiha aywajan wala amta. You will see no hills going up or no depressions going down. Right? And that's from Surah Taha. Wa kuntum, back to our surah. Wa kuntum, addressing mankind. Al-khitabu lil-adamiyin. The address here is to the children of Adam, umuman, in general. Azwajan thalatha. And you, children of Adam, you will be in three kinds of groups. Or three groups, huh? That's the seventh verse. Yeah? Ay asnafan. You'll be three kinds. Three kinds of people. Kama qala Allahu azza wa jal. As Allah said, and He's the mighty and majestic, Uhshuru alladhina zalamu wa azwajahum. Gather the people who were oppressive along with their azwaj. Azwaj, the plural of zawj. But here the zawj doesn't mean a spouse. The zawj means with their likes. Gather people in like groups. Right? Not husbands and wives. Because we know in the hereafter, there are husbands and wives. One of them will be in the hellfire, one of them will be in paradise. Can you think of an example? There are husband and wives of this life that will be separated in the hereafter, one of them in paradise, one of them in the hellfire. So it doesn't mean that an oppressor, that the wife of an oppressor, no matter what her piety or situation, she must go to hell because of her husband. That is not the meaning. Huh? Lut, ahsan. Lut was a prophet and a righteous man. His wife was destroyed, right? Tayyib, Fir'aun, the biggest example, the other way around. Fir'aun, his wife's name was Asiya, right? وَمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. When she said, رَبِّ بِنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Allah, build me a house in paradise, right? And she asked for protection from Fir'aun and his work, even though that's her husband. So she is righteous and she is in paradise. And she's from the women of paradise, confirmed. While Fir'aun is from the men of the hellfire. And that's a husband and wife team from this life. So the statement of Allah, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, that you are spouses, that's not the correct translation. You are pairs. Or you are in likenesses, three types of likenesses, categories. Three kinds of people. أَصْنَافًا. Allah says, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. Gather together all of the oppressive ones and their azwaj. And so the zawj here is not the spouse, but it is a likeness. Every oppressor and the one who's like him. Gather those people for punishment. أي أصنافهم, their categories. وقال تعالى, وآخر من شكله أزواج. And another of their type, أزواج, in pairs or in groups, not as spouses. أي أصنافاً, categories. فمعنى أزواجاً يعني أصنافاً, ثلاثة. So then there will be three categories here mentioned. لا رابع لها. No fourth category to be found amongst them. السابقون وأصحاب اليمين وأصحاب الشمال. The forerunners, the early ones, the أصحاب اليمين, those who are the possessors of the right and the possessors of the left. فينقسم الناس يوم القيامة ثلاثة أقسام لا رابع لها. So the people on that day, the day of judgment, will be divided into three categories. No fourth category in existence. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. And the companions of the right, what are the companions of the right? وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And the companions of the مَشْأَمَةِ. Here the مَشْأَمَةِ refers to those who are thought evil of, or those who are the companions of the left, huh? وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. And the forerunners, the forerunners, right? Those who came first. السَّابِقُونَ. السَّابِقُونَ. The Shaykh is going to explain how that construction works. ذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى غَيْرَ مُرَتَّبِينَ. Allah mentioned these people out of order. Not in any order. Allah mentioned them, not in any order. fil fadl, as it relates to their virtues. They're not mentioned in order here. Notice that Allah mentioned first the companions of the right, and then the companions of the left, and then the sabiqoon, and then those who are the forerunners. فَبَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِأَصْحَابِ الْمَيْمَنَةِ So Allah began with those of the right, the possessors of the right. فَمَثَنَّ بِأَصْحَابِ الشِّمَالِ Then He mentioned secondly, the companions of the left. ثُمَّ ثَلَّثَ بِالسَّابِقِينَ Then He mentioned thirdly, the سَابِقِينَ, the سَابِقُونَ ثُمَّ أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ عفوا, ثُمَّ بِأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ And He mentioned again, where He goes into detail about those of the right and those of the left. وَهَذَا تَفْسِيرٌ Then the detailed explanation of these people, after going back to the companions of the right again, and the companions of the left. هَذَا تَفْسِيلَ الْمُرَتَّبْ خِلَافَ تَرْتِيبَ الْمُجْمَلِ And it's in a different order now. Going from أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ to أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ and then السابقون. أفوان, going from السابقون to أصحاب اليمين to أصحاب الشمال, from the most virtuous to the least virtuous, right? That's in the last part of the order. They're the most virtuous then. There are. Listen again. على تفسير, لكن عند تفسير. Sorry, I think I missed something in the reading. لكن عند التفسير, when Allah explained their cases in detail, بدأ بهم مرتبين على حسب الفضل. Allah began to mention them in detail with the verses that are coming after these verses, right? He mentioned them in rank, the highest in rank first, and then the lower, and then the lowest, right? So He said, فَبَدَأَ بِالسَّابِقِينَ He began with the سَابِقُونَ, the forerunners. ثُمَّ بِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ Then the companions of the right. ثُمَّ بِأَصْحَابِ الشِّمَالِ Then the companions of the left. That's coming later in the surah. وَهَذَا التَّفْصِيلُ الْمُرَتَّبُ خِلَافُ التَّرْتِيبِ الْمُجْمَلِ So the order that He mentioned them in when He's going to explain their case in detail is not the same order that He introduced them here in a very general, ambiguous way. Right? وَهُوَ مِنْ أَسَالِيبَ الْبَلَاغَةِ And this manner of introducing things without order and then talking about them in detail but giving them an intended order, that's from the ways of very eloquent speech in Arabic. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ So the companions of the right. Who are the companions of the right? Or what is this term, the companions of the right? يعني أنه عز وجل The meaning here is that He, the Mighty and Majestic, أخبر بأن أحد الأصناف أصحاب الميمنة He mentions here that one of these categories, the three zawjas, the three categories of people, they are the companions of the right. And then He said, ثم قال ما أصحاب الميمنة What are the companions of the right? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله من هم? Who are they? وَسَيَأْتِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ ذِكْرُهُمْ مُفَصَّلًا And their details, an explanation of their details, will be mentioned in a detailed way. So then their details will be coming soon, إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ أَيْ ذَوُ شُؤْمُ Those that there are bad meanings associated with them. Negative meanings are associated with them. وَسَيَأْتِي أَيْضًا ذِكْرُهُمْ مُفَصَّلًا And their description, or the details of their description, shall come with some details, with more details. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ The forerunners, the pioneers, or the early ones. هَؤُلَاءِ أَفْضَلُ الْأَصْنَافِ These are the best of the categories. وَقَوْلُهُ السَّابِقُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ And the forerunners, The forerunners, the word is repeated twice. والسابقون, السابقون, right? أصح الأعاريب, he says, the most authentic way to understand this construction here, فيها, regarding this matter, أن قوله والسابقون مبتدا. That the word والسابقون is the beginning of a sentence. It is the subject of a sentence. The forerunners. وَخَبَرُهُ السَّابِقُونَ. The forerunners are the forerunners. It's a sentence. Not just repeated praise of one group of people. Like saying, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. Like those forerunners. But rather he's saying here, وَالسَّابِقُونَ is a مُبْتَدَى. It's the subject of the sentence. And then السَّابِقُونَ the second time means the predicate. It is the completion of the sentence. So it is, the forerunners are the forerunners. Let's explain that and see how that works as a sentence. يعني أن السابقين إلى الأعمال الصالحة. Those who were pioneers, who were the first people to get to righteous deeds, هم السابقون إلى الثواب في الآخرة. They are the forerunners, those getting first to the reward in the hereafter. فكأنه قال السابقون في الدنيا. It's as if here that Allah has said, the سابقون, the forerunners in this worldly life, بالأعمال الصالحة, with righteous deeds, هم السابقون في الآخرة بالثواب. They are the forerunners, those who take first place, or those who get to something first, getting to the reward. أولئك المقربون. They are the ones who are drawn close. المقربون, the 11th verse of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أي إلى الله, meaning they are the ones who are drawn close to Allah, عز وجل, the mighty and majestic. فهم في أعلى الجنان. So they are in the highest ranks of paradise. فهم في أعلى الجنان. Then, and as a description here for the سابقون, they are in the highest ranks of the gardens. وأعلى الجنان أقرب إلى الرحمن عز وجل. And the highest of ranks of paradise are the closest to the most merciful, Allah, the mighty and majestic. لأن الفردوس وهو أعلى درجات الجنة فوقه عرش الله عز وجل. Because the Firdaus part of paradise, it is the highest of the levels of paradise. Above it is the throne of Allah, the mighty and majestic. So, meaning the higher up you are, the closer you are to Allah Azza wa Jal. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are the ones who are drawn close. ذَكَرَ مَنْزِلَتَهُمْ قَبْلَ ذِكْرِ مَنْزِلِهِمْ. Allah mentioned their status before their physical abode, before their physical place. Their status is that they're sabiqoon, and their physical place is that they are close to Ar-Rahman. وَكَمَا يُقَالْ الْجَارُ قَبْلَ الدَّارِ. As the Arabic expression goes, the neighbor is to be looked at before the house. That's an Arabic expression they say about the importance of looking at who the neighbors are before you move into a new place. الْجَارُ, they say, قَبْلَ الدَّارِ. You think about the neighbor before you think about the structure and the goodness of the house and how appropriate the building is for you. You think about who the neighbors are that live beside you. That's from Arab custom. It's an Arab statement. So then here the place is mentioned, or the neighbors are mentioned before the actual place. Right? وَكَمَا قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Think about how Allah mentioned the statements of the wife of Fir'aun. Her name was Asiya, and she has been mentioned. Wa alayka as-salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Rabbi bini li indaka baytan fil jannah. Oh my Lord, build for me with you. She put here with you before what it is that she wants him to build for her. Build with me, build for me with you baytan, a house fil jannah, right? In paradise. So she asks Allah, and she was a believer whom Allah Ta'ala has favored. She asks Allah for a house to be built for her with Allah, or close to Allah, in paradise. A house in paradise. She asked for closeness before she mentioned the house. She wanted it to be close before even mentioning the word bayt. وَهُنَا قَالْ. And here he said, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are those who are drawn close, the سَابِقُونَ, the forerunners. قَبْلَ أَنْ يَبْدَأَ بِذِكْرِ الثَّوَابِ. Before mentioning the actual reward that they'll get, Allah mentions that they are close. So the closeness to Allah has been mentioned before the actual mention of the reward, right? Or the rest of the reward, you could say. لِأَنَّ قُرْبَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Because their closeness to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, would be above and beyond any other thing. جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make us from them. Amen. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Now we have the mention of the place. They'll be in gardens of delight. That's the 12th verse. أي في هذا المقر العظيم, in this great place, الذي فيه ما لا عين رأت, the place that has what no eye has seen, ولا أذن سمعت, and what no ear has heard of, ولا خطر على قلب بشر, and that which has not come across the thoughts of a human being. وأضاف الجنات إلى النعيم, and Allah mentioned جنات النعيم as a construction here. Jannat of Na'im, gardens of Na'im. Na'im is pleasure, enjoyment. So gardens of enjoyment. Right? Gardens of enjoyment. What types of gardens? Gardens of enjoyment. Gardens of enjoyment. Na'am Abdul Qawi. لأن ساكنها مناعم في بدنه. Because those who would reside in such a place would be blessed, and he would enjoy or have pleasure in his body, with his body, وَمُنَاعَمٌ فِي قَلْبِهِ, and as well within his heart, he will have pleasure and enjoyment. كَمَا قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي سُورَةِ الْإِنسَانِ. As Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has said in Surah Al-Insan, إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. And we'll pause here for the adhan. So Allah Ta'ala, or the author here, mentions the statement of Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Insan, the 10th and 11th verses, about those who feared the day of frustration, or the day of displeasure, unhappiness, being disgraced and whatnot. And so Allah Ta'ala said, فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah had saved them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And He had caused them to come into a nice sight and happiness. نَظْرَةٌ فِي الْوُجُوبِ. نَظْرَة, the nice sight is the happiness that is on their faces. وَسُرُورًا, and the happiness, فِي الْقُلُوبِ, in the hearts as well. فَهُمْ فِي نِعْمَتَيْنِ. So they have two great blessings. هُمَا نَعِيمُ الْبَدَنِ, or هُمَا نَعِيمُ الْبَدَنِ, the pleasure that is associated with the body, physical pleasure. وَنَعِيمُ الْقَلْبِ, and the inner pleasure of the heart. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. And they wear bracelets therein. They wear bracelets of gold and pearl. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, and their clothing therein is made of silk. وَهَذَا مِنْ نَعِيمِ الْبَدَنِ أَيْضًا. This is also from the pleasures of the physical pleasures of the body. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, and you shall have in the paradise whatever your soul craves. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and you shall have therein whatever you call for, or whatever you request. هَذَا مِنْ نَعِيمِ الْبَدَنِ, and this is as well from the physical pleasures of the body. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. From the very many other matters that have been mentioned by Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, the pleasures that are available in paradise. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يُخَلَّدُ فِيهَا لَا يَمُوتُ. If it were the case that it were only regarding paradise, the only thing that we knew, or the only thing that was available, were that we were just to be placed therein forever, being eternal, without dying. وَيَسِحُ فَلَا يَسْقَى, and a person would be healthy and never sick. وَيَشِبُّ يَكُونُ شَابًا دَائِمًا فَلَا يَهْرَمْ, and that he's made into a young man and he'll never become old. وفوق ذلك كله. And even beyond all of that, there are so many things. The thing which is above all of that is what? النظر إلى وجه الله. The glance or looking to the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mighty and majestic. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah, the Most High has said, للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. For those who have done well, those who have done good deeds, they shall have a good reward and a ziyadah, and an additional reward. What's the ziyadah, Shaykh Sadiq? Ziyadah, yeah, the additional reward. What's the additional reward they get? Aside from the good deeds and the rewards for the good deeds, they shall have a ziyadah in the hereafter. What's that ziyadah, that additional reward? Remember, yeah, to see Allah Ta'ala. We've explained that in our Aqidah class before. يعني فوق الحسنى, beyond the good deeds, the good reward for the good deeds. وفسر النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم الزيادة بأنها النظر إلى وجه الله. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him, عليه السلام ورحمة الله, and grant him and his family and companions peace. He explained this ziyada, this additional reward after the husna, as being the look at the face of Allah, now which is collected by the Imam Muslim. Then the Shaykh ends with what we're going to end with today, ending his tafsir of the 12th verse, saying, Allahumma ja'alna mimman yanzuruna ilayka fi jannatin na'im. O Allah, make us from those who look to you, look at you in gardens of delight. And we say, Ameen. And salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.